it. Tom Likas.
Oh, yeah, that was, oh, God.
Remember him?
Yes. Who the fuck is that?
He's still in L.A. He's still doing his work.
It's time to start recording the show.
How could you call that work?
Whoops.
Well, and the thing is...
Come on! How could you call that work?
The thing is...
What's the thing?
At one point, before like we got to listen to him, you know, when NEW brought him on,
uh-huh.
He was actually a decent disc jockey, a decent like kind of like Grease Man style disc jockey.
Oh yeah, Grease Man.
He was like kind of like that, you know, viewing stories and being all. And then one day he decided to go nuts and just change the whole format and be a total asshole, beating his wife on the Yule log type of shit.
That was funny. I can't listen to like one guy do radio. Like, just one guy talking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much more worse than five guys sitting around.
Five guys is a little annoying. This can get annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when one of them doesn't have headphones. We got to fix that.
And who's that?
That'd be you.
Oh. We need to get another box. Notice.
What is it?
Well, not wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it the Doghouse and JV and Elvis? Have you ever heard? You listen to them?
Every once in a while.
Fucking abomination. You know,
I like it.
You really do?
It's abomination.
It's not so bad.
Really?
Wow. Better than the radio chick.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with you there.
Well,
it's better than John and Jeff because I actually am up early enough to listen to
you
them.
You listen to them at 2 in the morning? At 2 at the 6
I'm,
or whatever
I'm
it is?
Driving to work at like 5:30. So yeah. I get their last half hour.
Torture.
Worst.
Don't even know what you're talking
ever.
About.
Ever. Well,
completely lost.
They're on before O&A.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did the show that O&A had been bagging for the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Just horrible. They're like this like nice guy show.
Yeah, so if you want to get your taxes in on time, make sure you get your W-2s
I
back.
Did my taxes already.
Don't get swindled to those loans.
No, they're really...
Because they're high interest.
I
am looking at a cell phone.
And we're derailed.
Carly, you have the timing of colon cancer. You really do. Right when I'm in the middle of saying something, she puts a phone in front of my face. And I didn't even read it because I was just
not
like,
when everyone
oh
else
my God,
talking.
No one's talking.
Yes, bring it back.
What did it say?
Bring the cell phone back.
What did it say? Share it with everyone.
She's bringing
you guys
cell phone
should
back.
Talk about Brandy killing someone in a car accident.
What?
What?
From Julia.
Whoa.
Is she listening?
I guess so.
Brandy.
Whoa.
Hi,
from
who?
Hi, Julia.
From Julia? Yeah,
who's Brandy? Why'd she kill somebody?
Brandy the R&B
Brandy the
artist?
Singer?
Are we talking about the singer?
Wait, Brandy? Tom Brandy?
Is that Moesha?
Moesha!
I'm turning that off.
Moesha. Turn that
yeah, I know.
Wait, hold on.
Turn
who
that white boy noise off.
I have no idea, Vaughn. I don't know who Brandy is. I didn't know she killed somebody.
So now Derek has to look it up.
Anyway.
I kind of wish she was the one dying, because I pretty much hate her.
Wow.
I don't even know who the hell she is, other than black.
B-R-A-N-D-I?
Why?
Because surprise. I love you.
The Rain Man of retarded information doesn't know that.
Put them all together.
Singer Brandy in Death Crash.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crashing in the back of a car, killing another driver.
You recording this?
Yeah. Man, oh, by the way, for anyone who downloads our show, sorry.
The first womp, womp, half womp, womp. Is gone.
First awesome hour.
40
dead.
Minutes is gone.
Damn, we should do this bastard. All the time and just say it was great.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did like the Black to the Future.
That was very fun.
God damn it.
I can't believe we went that again. Far with that.
Fuck. Can we do it over?
Instead of Biff, he would be Spliff.
Come on, Craig. Let's get the DeLorean. Let's set it up again.
Now, Coon, stay out of my pine trees.
That's so funny. The white guy from Japan is fucked. Oh, well. Cocksucker.
When your master hits 88 whips per second.
Wow! Oh,
1.21 nice. Gigawatts.
Oh, my God!
You're going to see some serious shit. I was standing on the porcelain, adjusting my clock, when I slipped and fell. Then I saw some nappy hair and said...
The blunt's capacitor.
The lug's capacitor.
Runs on weed.
The crunk capacitor.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God we got some of that.
Okay, well, we really
well, the Nigelax was the future. Wow. Get it?
One point 21 gigawatts.
What the?
But they still could use "Beat It, Spook."
Yeah,
true.
They wouldn't have to change that line.
No concern. No,
bleed
you.
It, beat it, honky. It'd be like a white band.
Yeah, no.
Be a hair metal band.
Beat It, Spook. Band. Who are you calling Spook?
Maybe the
Wood?
Big Boppers band. How about the big plane crash? How about
Dark Vader?
Get your big gorilla paws off her.
Get your damn hands off her, you damn dirty.
No spliff. No.
I ain't that kind of girl.
What was Calvin Klein? What was that again?
Echo. Sean John.
Sean John.
Sean John.
Sean John.
Why don't you make like a slave and pick
Tommy
cotton?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit. That was
you got your name on your jeans.
Wow. Your name in your underwear. Sean Paul. Jeans. Sean John.
Honey, get out here. I ran over one of those Negroes in the street again. They're just falling out of the trees.
Like that poor Chinese gentleman last week.
What?
What, Charlie in the Trees? Don't remember this?
Oh, my God.
Didn't any of our family members go through Vietnam?
No.
All right, I ruined it.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, man. Vaughn gave that topic a blumpkin.
Anyway.
It's over.
Hey, we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder.
Shell-shocked, sort of.
He's shell-shocked. He thinks he's Ethel Merman.
Speaking of Vaughn, do we have... Do we have what our friend thinks of him?
Cancer?
Well, I'll get into that in a little bit. Do we want to do this Brandy thing?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. That's right.
So, yeah, she killed someone.
Really? Yeah, that was great.
Like anyway, she wishes to publicly express her condolences to the family
publicly
of the
mutilate
deceased.
The family.
Brandy asks that you respect her.
She wants to kill the rest of them.
That's instead of raising his hand.
Finish him!
Can you imagine she shows up at the funeral and just...
With a chainsaw?
She just revs her engine and crashes into the hearse.
Everyone's diving into the hole to get away.
No, she's in the casket and she pops out with Uzis.
Wow!
Or it's like that scene in Last Action Hero where he's in the helicopter grabbing onto the...
Vaughn.
I just fucked it up.
Do you just
think
shut
before
up.
You speak?
Nice
That's
job.
Great.
Jesus Christ,
nice
dude. Job.
Hey, Vaughn, nice get job. Off the couch.
Yeah. You've lost your
back
headphones.
Back to the black hole.
Wow. That, he did, I don't
you
think
know
he
what? Your mic
knock.
Is off and it is not turning back on because you might have broke it.
Could you just unplug him?
No.
I didn't.
Dude, you dropped my mic. Yeah, and you almost did it again.
I just meant to smash it on the ground.
You son of
Take
a
the screen
bitch.
Off. See if it's broke. Or if it's dented.
Oh, God.
Duh.
I'm sure they're pretty heavy duty. I wouldn't worry
about that.
Slightly to the left. Yes. And small.
All right, you're back on.
Final warning.
Unplug him.
Final warning.
This is why I deserve headphones and a seat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He can only drop this mic. He can't go throwing it to the ground.
What happened?
Oh, he wasn't
You're
on.
I'm on.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, you broke
Uh-oh.
It. Good.
No, did he disconnect?
No, he broke it.
Anyway.
I didn't break it?
Hey, well, it's
is
not
it
working,
in?
Is it?
Is it plugged in?
I'm not on. That's the thing.
Your volume's up.
Speak.
Way to go, asshole.
You're an asshole.
Well, I'm not sharing a mic with him.
Right. Now stop breaking
How about that?
Yeah, now I'm on. Thank you. You
can you hear me now?
Sorry.
I'm an asshole. Fuck. You're breaking my shit.
I didn't break anything.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh, Brandy mowing people over.
Done.
Oh, my God, Vaughn.
I ruin it.
You're just,
so what
can
happens
we just
to
call
her
you
now?
The Calamity?
Calamity Coyote.
Calamity Vaughn.
Does she go to jail or anything? Or was she drunk?
No, of course not.
Was she drunk or something?
Pay a hefty fee at least?
Well, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, she killed somebody. That's
she was not
enough.
Arrested and police are continuing to investigate.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do if you get in a car accident? You rear end somebody. Can you really go to jail for killing them?
Yeah.
If it was an honest accident?
It was an accident. Know. But if you're considered drunk or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, they said there's no evidence of drugs or alcohol.
So she just rear ended them and
so
they
it was
died.
Just an accident and they died. Oops.
That's why they call them accidents.
Yeah.
That's
why pencils have erasers. So you can run
Nobody's
people
perfect.
Over.
Brandy's erasing people left and right. That would.
Maybe she was flicking her bean
Brandy
while she was driving.
Brandy Dixon Ticonderoga is rubbing them out.
Wow.
Who would ever have thought?
There'll be a, what is it? There'll be a, like a wrongful death action lawsuit.
Oh, could be. Sure.
Yeah, well, they can get you on anything, really.
Like, they just, like, what is it? We just saw,
killed someone.
You were bringing it up before.
The radio station?
The girl died from the Wii thing.
It's been done to death, but yeah, there was, everyone knows that there was a girl. Was she was like 27.
She's just 28, mother of
three.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
Everyone knows about it. She wasn't cute. She was the homeliest thing I've ever seen.
I've never seen a picture of her.
You don't want a cute to. Voice.
I've never seen the face
no,
of death.
She's just... No, she shouldn't be dead right now.
That was good.
Well, no one should be dead except for maybe Brandy.
Yeah.
But, you know, she wasn't, like, hot or anything.
I didn't say hot.
You said cute.
Wait. But
same thing.
Bring up the whole...
She is neither.
What are you, Vanilla Ice? It's not the same.
Mine goes...
What the fuck? Bring up the whole thing with Brandy. Didn't, what is it? What's her name? Halle Berry. Didn't Halle Berry hit somebody with a car?
Yeah.
But didn't kill him, like, kind of, like, fatally injured them.
Oh, and so did...
And nothing happened.
Oh, killing and fatally injuring are different.
Well, she lost a limb, I think. That's what happened.
I think Left Eye killed somebody in, like,
Left Eye killed herself.
Well, no, before that, asshole.
Really?
In, like, a foreign country. Didn't she, like, run someone over?
Who
like
was
a
that?
Kid or something?
Oh, you're talking about Death Eye.
Left Eye?
She tried to burn down Andre Ryzen's
house. No, because she died after that.
She died hanging her dumb ass out a window and got hit by a tree.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, was she in a school bus?
No, she was like in a car. She was like in a truck. And she was sitting out the window.
Wait, who died in the plane accident?
The Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper.
No. What black singer died?
Aaliyah.
With her fat ass freaking security guards. Two of her security guards weighed.
Shit.
Like, wow. We know them.
Well, what, no. The story was.
They wouldn't let me get to her backstage.
What do the security guards have to do with this?
The security guards were about both
They're
of them.
They're not pilots.
Listen to me.
With the
damn pilot, motherfucker, we gonna die.
With the pilots, Aaliyah, and her two security guards, it was
over.
It outweighed the plane by about 400 pounds. So when it went up, it went right back down because of the freaking security guards.
They crashed like the middle of the ocean.
No, they crashed like two blocks away from the freaking landing.
Yeah, I think they crashed on land. I'm pretty sure they crashed on land.
It's sad you know that.
I know.
Yeah, here's Matt's cute girl.
Of course, Derek has to get...
The only picture I can find of her.
Worst
God.
Possible.
Hey, they got thumbnails.
Oh, okay, here's the other one that they had of her in the paper.
That's not as bad as
there's,
the other one.
There's nothing wrong with her.
She's homely.
Way to be committed.
Nothing wrong with that girl.
Well, yeah, there is. She's fucking dead.
Suit yourself.
Like, takes all kinds. Takes all kinds.
But in any event.
Got a lot of gay balls.
So, yeah, so anyway.
Park.
Saw Bam Bam Bigelow there the other day.
Suffice
Having
to
balls
say.
With going over, working over Vaughn.
Oh, my God.
So the William A. Strange, their last name is Strange,
mm-hmm.
is that actually was. Suing the station.
Surprise.
KBBL. Yeah.
For, I guess, wrongful death. Negligence.
It's funny because the station or whatever it is called The End.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. Well, you know why. It's like it's the last station on the dial.
Shadow. Okay, yeah. 107.9.
Thanks for bringing that dose of reality.
That must
us.
Be a good station.
Well, you know why.
I was talking about the irony.
I didn't know that.
Oh. She's dead.
I understand that.
The End. I'm clarifying that for Vaughn.
Sorry, fuckface. She got home and fell on the floor and died.
She didn't die in studio?
No.
No, she died when she got home.
She actually
That's her own fault. She had taken a leak.
She talked to them.
Christ. Go pee.
You're not allowed
Contest
to.
Over.
No, and you know what? To add insult to injury, she actually accepted the Justin Timberlake tickets and took second place.
And the better
yeah,
because
she complaining. She was complaining of a headache in
She's
studio.
Like, my head hurts.
And then when
that
they...
What she sounded like?
Well, no.
Did you actually hear it or no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They play the audio.
And when was it? And when they went... They,
you know
the
what's
whole,
funny?
The whole reaction...
Vaughn has been raising his hand to speak, and I have not acknowledged him or pointed to him.
No.
And he just speaks anyway.
He
Stop
just,
raising your hand.
He just
You're just
going to
talk whenever you want.
Before he was yelling. He was yelling before.
Yeah, and breaking shit. Why don't you just tear down my Christmas tree? I got to put it away.
Why
anyway.
Is it still up?
He was talking, just yelling.
Because this Christmas was the worst ever, and I just wanted...
To remind you,
yeah, I want to try and salvage.
It's gonna
it a
be
bit.
Cold. It's gonna be dark, and it's gonna last forever.
Wow. Yeah, I want it to snow a little bit before I take my Christmas tree down.
Mm-hmm. Vaughn, you were saying?
What is it? The whole thing when they played those video, the sound clips of her talking about having the headache.
Yes,
that's like the first thing with this whole with what's it called? Like what was it?
When they said hold your wee for a wee, them in your urine.
No, the over when she's doing the intoxication. The whole yes. the first notice is that you have a headache and then your stomach starts to swell. And they actually brought her in and they were like commenting that she looked like she was pregnant.
Yeah,
so she was already too far gone. Out. By the time she decided to bow out.
It dilutes the chemicals in your body that make you live.
Yes.
So weeing it out wouldn't do much because like they're already diluted.
No, her brain is already swelling and her cells are ready to explode because you can't filter out.
By the time she finally decided to the tap out, she was already too far gone. What's the truth?
The Grim Reaper rang the bell.
Fucking Bam Bam was standing right behind her.
Yeah, she's chilling she's chilling with Bam Bam right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
wow. That died.
All right. What are we talking about now?
All right. Well, since Vaughn pissed me off, I want to bring something up.
Yes, I want to hear about this.
This is relevant.
Well, this was actually sent to me via a message. It wasn't posted because usually this guy likes to post about you. And
yeah, he hates my guts.
He really does.
I don't even know his name.
What's his name? Is that his real name? Vendo.
Wang?
Vendo.
I don't know.
The fast lane.
Bendover.
Yeah. So it was basically a critique of the show, which he likes to do, which whatever. But
value your opinion.
The first part is the best.
Wait, no, hold on. Before we start,
okay.
Before we start, we have like from our when we first started doing the podcasting.
Don't read ahead.
We first started doing the podcasting. We've had him, and now we got an associate of Matt's. Mm-hmm. Who's now listening to it and actually getting the word out for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Your young fellow.
Friends of his are actually not downloading, but he's giving them copies of the shows because they like it enough.
So he's getting the word out, which is good. It's a positive thing that this guy is.
And his teachers.
But our associate, the guy in Japan, this white guy in Japan, he's been constantly ragging on me since we started this version.
I really don't know why.
Can't imagine why.
Version 17.12 of the Aristocrats.
He just full and true hates you.
Hates me.
He doesn't think you're funny. He doesn't think you're cute.
No.
He doesn't like your stories. He just doesn't like you.
Doesn't like me at all.
And I think it's hysterical.
He probably goes through and edits Vaughn out of all the shows.
He does.
Yeah.
Mr. Black. So it starts off. I mean, he sent it to me. No need to make this public. So it was a private message.
Yeah, and this is funny that he actually meant this.
But I just want to read this Vaughn part.
No public will ever hear this.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Vaughn fucking sucked it up again.
what show is he talking about?
Last week's show.
Because he's the wandering black hole. Yeah. He sucks up all the funny. He spits it out to alternate podcasts. Another dimension.
He's giving hundreds of people material with his crap.
Taking away the mic was a good start, but having a killer bit pop up and having him yell, "That's good," or repeat it instantly kills the killer bit.
That's the point!
What, to kill our bits? Thank you, Vaughn.
No, I kind of run things into the ground.
You do.
It's kind of a thing we've been doing.
Eventually, the Aristocrats.
Matt's sarcastic repeatings add to the humor. Vaughn does not understand this.
He loves you.
Vaughn.
Hold on.
There's one more sentence.
One more sentence.
And this really wraps it up. Okay?
Do it.
Vaughn is mentally deficient.
Deficient?
And that is what he sent me.
So that's the whole bit.
Well, no. He put more.
He goes on to explain.
Well, he goes on to just talk about the show.
So
he likes critiquing the show and saying what's good and what's bad.
Oh, so it's a normal thing he would normally post in the comments.
He was basically like, Vaughn sucks anyway.
Because
to the meat and potatoes.
Because now when he does leave comments on our thing and he wants to refer to me, he refers not to me by name.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't. Like, the last one he left, he referred to me as, like, something else. Just... No name. Just
like
I knew
guy.
He's talking. Yeah, that guy. He pretty much. You know, he's talking about me because I'm the one who sucks the whole group.
That
it
guy.
Seems. And he has a hard on for Matt.
And it's very funny
and he
that
should.
I have picked up on the fact that you sarcastically comment back to Vaughn or repeat what he said sarcastically, and Vaughn does not pick up on it.
Don't give a fuck.
Actually, do I do that?
You did it before, and I said something. And I just started laughing because that's
recorded
exactly
or non-recorded part.
Probably non-recorded.
We'll never.
Yeah, it was probably funny, so it's on the non-recorded
part. Yeah,
yeah. But deleted forever.
The bad thing is that actually I did get some good things out in that last 40 minutes that we did.
I don't remember that.
He'll never hear it because he's a douche.
The only thing I liked was Darky Vader.
That was good.
Wow.
That was it. Which you just played off of.
Dark Vader says he was going to blow up my head if I didn't go to pick cotton.
Nah, yeah, that's good. But I don't know. I don't get this guy at all. I never could quite understand him. He's a douche, first off, because
I like him.
You like him because he
I like him, too.
He's good for business.
Well, honestly, I think the only reason he says he likes me is because he knows if he doesn't,
yeah, you're the
I can block his IP from ever listening to the show again.
Wow. Because you're the...
Somehow. I think I can do that.
I can take
extreme.
Just listen, boy.
But
I'll block your ass.
But, like, he's just like... I don't know. He's just like this uptight douchebag.
He's not uptight. He's very loose.
I guess so. Yeah. Whatever.
You should like
him
then,
but he's still a douchebag. He's very loose.
So are you saying he's wrong, Vaughn?
No, I don't... I think, like...
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Fuck off.
The truth is a big cock in your ass, isn't it?
It's a bit. Like, for fuck's sakes. Like,
what?
Half the shit I do on this show is just a bit.
He's going to cry.
Oh, it's not the real Vaughn. It's Vaughn in character.
This is going to be on the next VH1 special after Bonaducci.
Wow.
Breaking Vaughn.
Videotaping
Vaughn. Bonaducci.
He's in a bathhouse.
Oh, my God. Massaging Vaughn.
In a bathhouse with the Big Show.
Hey, Bam Bam.
Oh, my God.
It's getting pretty hot in here. You want to take your towel off?
I don't know. I don't like... It's not like I don't like him. It's just he's the one who started this.
You just said you didn't like him.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did. I don't like him.
Wow. All
right, I fucking hate that douchebag. It's not like I don't like him.
Well, I'm not the one who started this.
No, you're not.
You randomly picked him and emailed him saying he was a jerk.
Scientifically speaking here, by...
No.
Continuously not being funny and leading him to the point of anger, you did start it.
Wow.
Your ineptitude as a radio broadcaster has started it.
We need Vaughn.
Cause and effect.
We need Vaunatron.
Erictron and Vaunatron.
Just turn the volume of Erictron up
and faster. Be stupid. Make it faster. You go hyper.
All right, because I know he's probably going to say something about this.
Well, Matt actually broke it down the other day, and you said how we needed Vaughn.
Yes,
it's true. We were discussing this actually. The other night.
What is this? You all say, what was this, like the Monday night thing?
Me and Matt were.
Because this guy is always saying, you know, kick out Vaughn, and Matt actually went to bat for you.
Oh,
said certainly how we needed did. Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn shows up all the time.
I forgot.
He's
how.
Got his own headphones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't really remember what I said or anything. But,
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Must have been some other guy. I don't know.
No, actually, out of all
some
of us.
Some douchebag just came in and
I remember where Bam Bam Bigelow's music is in Royal Rumble 93. I don't remember what I said 2 days ago.
Out of all of us, the most dedicated person here in terms of podcasting and knowing what's going on other than what we do is Vaughn. Because none of us listen to any podcast except Vaughn.
Except for the show in front of us, because that's just golden.
We listen to the... Wow!
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it would be an ad for them, because I'm sure they've talked about us.
Well, I don't think so. Not that
they've tossed the name around a few times, but I don't know.
They said to stick around and listen to the Aristocrats.
They do what they're told to do.
Yeah, I think that's the most he said. But
I don't listen to other podcasts, the same reason why, like, maybe... A musician wouldn't listen to other musicians, or a comedian wouldn't listen to other comedians.
I'm not that big of a nerd.
It's a little different.
You know how hard it is to listen to the radio and hear a good bit now and be like, damn it. Like, that's good, and I can never do it.
Uh-huh.
That's every time because for work, I don't like listening to anything that's going on in the office. So
you're not
all
looking for inspiration
but
to listen to them. That's your point. Yeah. But Vaughn listens to them for leisure.
I know.
And it's a bonus to what we don't do. We don't listen to it, so we don't know what's going on other ones. And if we are constantly doing things that are obvious that other ones are going to do, then we're just going to look like, you know, idiots.
So Vaughn gets an A for effort.
Kind of.
Well, I've been listening to the show since you started posting it.
Yeah, before you
about a year and a half, about a year ago. Maybe
you stopped me in the middle of Red Bank.
Yeah, like the middle of last summer. I actually I saw you. I was like, yeah, great show, because it is. It was.
Oh,
it was earlier than that.
You know, and
it
now
it had to be.
What's that?
It wasn't the middle of the summer.
I don't fucking remember.
What?
It was a summer.
It was a summer.
No, it was earlier than that when you saw him.
What? I mean, probably. I don't know.
This was like Memorial
Day. Sidetracking shit.
What are we talking about?
I'm trying to get you to shut up.
Let's not get into detail.
You're giving November 5th, 1955.
I'm not mad. I don't remember exactly.
Let's just negate
what
everything.
What does that mean?
Everything
Marty?
Vaughn says, let's just negate. Like, just like, when I saw you that summer. No, it wasn't the summer.
No.
Yeah.
No, what? No, it wasn't. No. It was winter.
No, it was some
it
other
It was
guy.
The polar opposite.
It was the solstice.
Is his mic still on?
Even if it was summer, just, no.
Damn. It was the eternal Geekwinox.
I came on the show on accident, you know. I came upon this show on accident, you know, roaming through.
Was it a happy surprise to know that it was a
guy
you went
I
to
knew?
High school with?
Yeah, the people I kind of knew, yeah. It was kind of interesting because it was like, oh, yeah, he's still alive. Good. This
6 month rule.
No, but the thing is, before I started talking to Derek again.
I would run into him once a year.
I see him in Barnes & Noble when I'm working.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the only time I
see
him.
The only reason
those
I knew
awkward conversations.
Yeah, those were great, weren't they?
So what's up? Nothing.
Nothing.
Cool. New tattoo? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then split.
Well, I gotta go.
I'm gonna go buy a couple CDs.
The Frappuccino's
Dan
called
Dunn.
My name.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It's like, yeah, he's still scary. Yeah,
okay,
so.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Oh.
So the bottom line here is Vaughn's here to stay.
He's a necessary evil.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
But the definite Gaze. Bottom line is I'm paying to have this thing be put on the air, so I say he
Wait,
goes.
Okay.
Hey, whoa, hold up. I'm the one here. I'm the one here who's willing to
I'm
help
kidding.
You out.
Shut up.
So shut the fuck up.
I've got my own headphones, goddammit.
No, and I'm like, everybody, I've been trying to help Derek. I said, if he needs anything, if he needs any cash, anything, to pay for bandwidth or any kind of any...
You never offer any cash.
Actually, I think Vaughn might have actually tapped into my brain because I think I said that to Derek last week.
We were saying this last week.
Well, you
we
offered to pay for
shit.
The new...
No, I
Thank
I
you.
Actually said the other week...
Thank you.
I don't remember.
I did
that.
Offer. I said if we were going to buy extra shit for the show, I would chip in.
Vaughn
did I did.
Offer.
Was I drinking?
Yes, yeah. Heavily.
All right, well, then why are you bringing this up?
Yeah. Was I wearing pants?
Well,
right, was I breathing? Oh, yeah, I was drinking.
Because now it's recorded, so I can at least have this as a memory.
Yeah, whatever. So, I never asked anybody for any money. I always did this on
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Know what, Vaughn?
I've offered.
You should do your own show from your house.
Yeah.
Just you.
Yeah, great.
That'd be hot.
No one would listen to it
it's
but
the
me.
Happy Hour with Vaughn Drulmeier. We could talk about sorting mail and picking up mail. M-A-L-E.
Do you know your postal code?
Oh, remember, God. Always use Zip Plus 4.
If it will ensure your package gets there in a timely fashion.
Yeah, what is with Zip Plus 4? Is it really that much faster?
It goes directly, it knows thing. Exactly where your house is. Like,
yeah, right. The last four digits are just an extra code. It's
your personal ID, not like for your individual house.
Yeah, no one really pays attention. No one does that.
Google
I do
Earth.
It.
You do?
Yeah, all the time.
You're the only one.
Yeah, well, I actually found it out because some mail I get sent to me has it on there.
Yeah.
So people I was like, hey, that's what that is.
Half the time, people don't even put a number. Like, they put, the street name.
Yeah.
Half the time. So you don't even know where the hell this belongs. So
it's like 07758. Oh, you mean they don't
it's
even...
It's like Cambridge Ave. That's it. Miss something, Cambridge Ave.
New Jersey,
New
USA.
Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey, and then the area code.
So what do you do with it?
How the fuck did it get to me?
They put an area code on there?
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be an area code.
Area code?
732.
What?
Or zip code.
Zip code. You said area code, fucker.
No, you said area code, Vaughn.
The
mailman Vaughn.
Sorry.
They put the area code on there.
The mail guy.
How much are you going to pay it again? Because it's too much.
What is that?
Wow.
It's true.
New Brunswick?
No, but they put the zip code and that's about it. And it still gets fucked up.
So that plus four is individual to every person.
Yeah.
So my plus four isn't the same as my neighbor's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it might be with an apartment thing.
It might be off by a number, but not much.
Cool.
Awesome.
Stimulating.
We learned something.
Remember.
So Brandy killed someone.
Yeah, this show went into a spiral.
It went into a Vaughn bashing.
Downward flaming spiral.
We basically, we bashed Vaughn and then we just petted him and said, it's okay.
Well, so what else? You got some more news for us here or what?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Let's just get down to it, right?
It's just annoying.
You want to talk about the world's oldest person that just died?
How old?
Oh, another one?
115.
What?
Wow.
She's a black lady. I don't like those kids crawling on him. He died on the car ride over.
She doesn't look black anymore.
Well, no, because the pigment has long been dead in her, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Emma Foss Tillman. Okay. Rest her daughter. She was, like, born to, like, two former slaves.
It's one of the daughters of the American Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she is dead.
Gone.
But she is known as Guinness as the, I guess, the oldest living woman.
Well,
at one point in time.
Yeah, before
in
the moment before she died. Yeah. Now, I know there's a few other people out there who are jockeying for a position for world's oldest person, so to speak.
Only the Grim Reaper will find out who wins.
Whoever's drooling more.
But no, there's like a handful of 115-year-olds.
Oh, there are?
Well, there's like a 114 that's they're debating whether or not her birth certificate is legitimate or something.
That, Well, they just cut her open and count the rings.
But then this one, I wasn't aware of this one.
Yeah, it's just popped up.
So and, they just found her, and then she was just like, I'm the champion, and she
and
died.
And she died.
I win. I win. Yeah. How could
how could you see that much crap in your life?
Oh, man.
Seriously. How could you go from
fucking 15
horseless carriage completely to fucking
living?
Yeah, but really, how into it could she have been at 115?
Living, well, you never, when you do live that old, you're generally with it.
So when was she born?
18.
Come on, Math Man.
Whoa. Bam Bam? Is that what you call them?
I said Math Man.
1896.
Oh, Bam Bam.
1897, something like that.
1897.
Yeah, something, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not with
that. Is a long
time. Oh, she was alive for Hitler.
Ooh. Wow.
In the Great Depression?
Wow, yeah. She was
slavery?
Like,
she's been like through three
airplanes.
Centuries. She's
Zeppelins and
the first great war that would end all wars.
She was like 50 when Hitler was around.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
She's like, that young whippersnapper is,
he's
going to make a name for himself.
Yeah, she was older than Hitler. How the hell old was Hitler?
They
had
a
whole
older,
thing
actually.
With him. They're selling a car he had ordered to made. He's like some kind of weird speedster.
Yeah,
it's weird.
What is this, rat new, race?
He had it, was it? It was
it's Hitler's car.
No, especially it was like
it's Eva Braun's lipstick.
It was put into production for him, yeah.
Yeah.
It was something that was made by his people, like, you know, engineered by his people, and was put in production, and now it's being actually produced.
Really?
Like this year, yeah.
No, they said they were auctioning it off.
It was one produced, yeah.
115 million or something?
How many Jews fit in the ashtray?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. 6.25% of me is pissed at you right now, Craig.
Wow. 6.2.
Pissed!
And it's the money in his wallet. That's the. That's
I don't have the money in my wallet.
No.
He's fucking pinky toe on his right foot.
No, it's his big nose.
I do have a big nose.
It's true.
He's fucking Jew hook nose.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Vaughn.
What? I'll be a little angry. No, but
the erasist, the erasist crap.
Let's not be inconspicuous.
I can't even do anything.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. He had like a prototype for his own. Yeah, like his cool, like, long-ass Mercedes was, like, good enough.
His cool, long-ass Mercedes. All right, we need to take another break
because
we're petering out, and then we're going to come back and wrap it up. It's the Aristocrats.
We're
going
to come back strong.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. After these messages, we'll be right back.
That was a butthole surface with pepper.
You know, no one's going to listen to that,
a
right?
A cringe humor show thing that was from yesterday.
and hey, jealousy.
Yeah, and Jim Blossom's a hey, jealousy. Nice.
Thank you, Matt.
I've heard that in
music.
A while.
No it's problem. The time machine.
All the music tonight has been supplied by my MP3 CD.
Yeah, it's 139 songs.
Like, believe it or not, this music is being played on a daily basis in someone's
85
car.
85 of which are Alanis Morissette.
No, not that many.
No, 130.
People don't know about your Alanis Morissette obsession.
It's not so much an obsession.
Do you just like
it's
it because she used to have really long hair? Is that what
she
it was?
Used
that what
to.
It was? Used to, not anymore. Is it still chopped?
You mean it used to be an obsession? Or 11? She used to have long hair.
No. Let's see. I'd say for about the first 5 years, it could have been considered an obsession. Because yeah. I was still like following what she was doing. I was actually interested in, you know, what was going on, you know, in terms of behind the scenes stuff. After that, it was just like I'll just buy her albums.
Swallowing semen for
haircuts heard about that. And yeah, whatnot.
Cool, get, yeah.
I heard about that and cried.
What?
A couple of pints of semen. No, there's no truth to that. But
no truth.
No, it was actually whale semen.
Yes.
Wasn't it on like her one of her bio things or whatever? Like either E! True Hollywood or Behind the Music?
Well, I know it's not true, so.
No.
It wasn't my scene. Did you ask her?
It's just one of those things.
Well, she's also known for fucking Dave Coulier, right?
Yeah,
she did. No, I don't think she actually.
Yeah, that whole first record wasn't that.
She didn't have sex with
him,
but she dated him.
He did say fucking Dave Coulier.
Whatever. Fuck.
He did say that.
If they were going out, they were having sex. That's what people do when they go out. They have sex.
Whatever.
Even if it is Dave Coulier. Yeah.
Now, see, there's a couple of things here.
A weird Canadian connection.
I don't think they did, and I just don't want to think they did.
No, because I think that was on Behind the Music, too. They said they met at, like, a football game.
Maybe a hockey
game. Maybe a hockey game.
Hockey.
I don't know. It was
hockey
What was
that?
Huge hockey.
When Canadian. She was very young, like, when she was on.
She dated him when she was, like, 16.
Yeah.
What was that stupid that thing on, was it, on Full House? What was it? It was a beaver.
In a minute.
Puppy
I was just going to bring that up.
Everyone does it.
He would probably do that voice while he's fucking her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Would you like me?
Hey, come on, cut it out.
Was he using the? Was he using the woodchuck as like the eater out? Like
the wood fuck.
You thought about that for years.
It took me like 10 minutes to get that out.
Oh my god!
It totally popped in my head.
I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah,
I hate him
too.
So much.
Who, Dave Coulier?
I wish he would die.
You know what? Like, I always thought he was pretty hacky and hokey and all that. And then I saw him on The Surreal Life, and he seems like a really nice guy.
He's like a normal guy.
Yeah, he really is. He was kind of funny, kind of like whatever.
Mm-hmm. Unfunniest guy ever, though.
Had some horrible parts.
Like
all right, I'm as unfunny as Coulier.
Like Flavor Flav was just being an obnoxious ass the whole time.
Yeah.
And he runs in and just goes, Flavor Flav! And Dave Coulier just goes, hey, has anybody seen Flav? He was just like, I don't know.
Yes,
I
know what you mean. He's a normal dude.
Yeah, yeah. But
completely blown
up. What else
by
did
his
he do?
Celebrity.
He did some weird, like, pornographic kind of like children's show. It was bizarre.
Out of Control?
No, it was something else.
That was the name of that show, right?
He did Out of Control. No,
Out of Control was
America's Funniest Videos.
What would you do?
He did that?
No,
yeah,
that was Mark Summers.
No.
Was
it?
Yeah.
Mark Summers.
That was Mark Summers.
That was after Double Dare.
Carly, you lose your mic privileges. Give the stick back to Craig.
Give that back.
The stick.
Providing false information.
Give me the conch.
She's like, Double Dare, huh? Take that. No?
Physical challenge.
He did Out of Control, which was stupid.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else.
I loved Out of Control.
Which I'll get into in a second.
That was a weird fucking show.
It was. But then he did Full House and America's Funniest People. And
America's Funniest People sucked.
Because he made his money on Full House in the syndication. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And playing hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just doing stupid shit. He probably was like big in Canada and... Who the fuck cares about Canada?
Those hoser heads.
I do.
Love them.
Can I tell you right now, if I didn't have eczema that might turn into psoriasis, I'd probably move to Canada.
Okay.
No, it just seems cool.
Go to Vancouver.
No.
Yeah, Vancouver seems like a cool place to go.
They don't have black people.
They're French people.
But they got a lot of fucking bums.
What?
Okay. What? But they're Canadian bums. They're nice.
Hey.
Did you ever see Canadian bacon? Everyone's nice in Canada.
You have to write that in English and in French.
Have some change, buddy.
I can kind of read / understand French. So
it's like that Rick Moranis bit in the two Canadians.
Strange Brew?
Yeah. That.
Je parle français.
French is gay, for the record. Thank you.
No, it's not. It's a wonderful language.
French women are bad looking.
One of my favorite movies is in French.
It's like wiping your ass with silk.
Okay.
I like Amelie.
You like
Amelie?
That
was a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Un Chien Andalou, which doesn't have any speaking, but
No.
Is French.
What dog?
Something.
Andalou?
Andalou.
Dick dog.
What?
Never mind.
Oh.
No, Carly.
Your privileges
just
are gone.
Just spout out some false information for us.
It means French.
Have you ever seen Unchained Andalou?
I've not.
No.
Bizarre. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Fine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, there was. Oh.
Yes.
Our friend Julia.
Who?
You can't say Julia. Her name.
Yeah, we can say her name.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
She's listening.
She's right never now. Been on the show, so say her name.
Good.
She's the number five of the five people listening to the show at this time. So give her some credit.
Tom Cruise is the new Christ of Scientology.
Yes.
According to leaders of the cult-like religion.
Science crap.
The Mission Impossible star has been told he has been chosen, in quotes, to spread the word of his faith throughout
the world.
L. Ron
Hubbard.
I must say, in this picture of him, he just looks like a complete tool.
He is a fucking tool.
No.
This
him picture,
and,
especially.
What's her name?
Katie Holmes?
No. The one who was doing the Weight Watchers commercials the last year.
Kirstie Alley.
She's a freaking Scientologist, too.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. The whole shitload of them. A fucking religion created by L. Ron Hubbard, a science fiction author, on a bet. Yeah, no less.
Well, that's why you call it Scientology.
Cockknob.
Wow.
Listen to
what?
This.
L. Ron Hubbard's a douche.
Okay. So Tom Cruise
he died
finally,
for a good reason.
Let him go. Let him continue.
Tom Cruise.
No, I don't want to be hated, so go.
Much like Christ, he's been criticized for his views, but future generations will realize he was right.
No, he wasn't. He's a midget.
John Travolta really is the only leader of Scientology I will ever recognize.
This
is
I will agree with that.
Yeah,
Vinnie Barbarino has the floor.
Barbarino.
Battlefield Earth.
No, he was fucking Tony Zuka.
Rubber hose. Carrying those fucking paint cans that had nothing in them, apparently. Swinging them around like they didn't weigh like 5 pounds each.
Have you seen pictures of him in the Hairspray movie?
No.
He's playing the divine character in that
film. You mean the play?
Well, they're making a movie of the play.
Oh. Why? There's already a movie.
Because they
with the fabulous, what's her face?
Divine,
Ricky Lake.
Jerry
yeah, Ricky
Stiller.
Lake wow. and Divine.
Ricky Ocean in that
Divine.
Movie.
Wow. Divine's probably the best reason.
Or Carly. Down Ricky Ocean.
Ricky Ocean.
Come on.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
That was hysterical.
The sea of Ricky.
The return of the pun.
Ricky
she
Ocean.
Was so fucking fat in that movie.
Anyway.
Ricky
she
Lake
looked like
Superior.
Paul Bear's sister.
Hear that one? Did you get that one?
It's
I
missed
it.
It's the biggest freshwater lake in the world.
Wow. Ricky Lake Superior. That was a good one.
Ricky Lake Superior. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's the point.
Oh.
So, anyway.
So what about
the pictures of the pictures of him in like in the whole woman setup.
Wait, he's dressing as a woman?
He plays the divine character, the mother.
Really?
Is he also going to play the big and tall clothes owner?
No, I don't think so, which would be great because that's what Divine did
yeah.
in the original movie. He played both the characters, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
is what's his face?
It.
Waters, is he involved in this at all?
I think he's got producing credits
that's
on
it,
but yeah.
So they're remaking a movie that's practically...
They did that with the producers. When the play was made,
the
yeah,
producers
look how great it
movie?
Came out. Yeah.
Worst movie ever.
Which one?
Dude, I was watching
one?
That the other
yes.
day.
It the they don't need to sing.
No,
the original one.
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Zero more.
Zero Mostel. Great. Oh. Gene Wilder. Awesome.
Yes.
I
don't
get it. You know what? I get sad when I think of Gene Wilder now.
Why?
Because he was dead. So great, and now like you look at him, it's like he's dying in front
it's
of
true.
Us.
He looks like Richard Pryor now.
I thought he was dead.
He is. Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
No.
No.
He's alive and kicking, or at least moving,
see
shuffling.
No evil, hear no evil.
You figured if Richard Pryor died, then Gene Wilder would have had to have died.
He's jumped alive and twitching.
He jumped on the on the casket
Silver
as
Streak.
It was being thrown down. Silver Streak wasn't a bad movie.
Come on,
see no
Willy
evil,
Wonka.
Hear no evil sucked.
Willy Wonka is
no, I was
a great
talking
movie.
About Richard Pryor. Cause he looks like a
man. What's that movie with him in, where the,
Doing Hard Time or some shit?
No,
what the fuck?
Come on.
It's him and the wife. It's Don DeLuise where it plays a woman in the movie.
Oh my goodness!
Wow!
It's like a radio play. It's like they all do it as a. It's like with like a wolf man. I forget the fucking
Vaughn's
title.
Fantasy.
Shut up!
You know, I had a couple of ideas in my head, like when we were doing
now.
The Black to the Future thing,
no,
but
no.
I couldn't think of someone's name,
yeah,
so I didn't say it.
No, but it's just something that popped in my head. I just can't remember the name now. It's like on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
You
got to
think before
you know what
speak
makes things so much more interesting for people, Vaughn?
Not the talk.
When
I know.
You know what you're talking
when
about.
When you have a point. You're like a chatty Cathy doll. You really keep pulling your own string.
Well, I guess it's better than being a fountain of misinformation.
Ooh. Derek almost just ended the show.
I was gonna do a bit with the Black to the Future, where instead of Marvin Berry calling Marion Chuck
Berry.
Or whatever.
Berry.
See, that would have been funny.
I was but trying. I was trying to think
of somebody from Run DMC. I was trying to think of their name and their cousin, but I couldn't think of the guy's name from Run DMC.
Reverend Run.
Well, I know that. Well, I was thinking like, what's that guy that died?
Jam Master Jim.
Yeah. Is that him? I was trying to think of that, but I didn't say it because I didn't want to say, "Oh, what's that guy's name?" Oh.
I'm sorry.
In that exact voice too. Yeah.
It's come on. So I kept it to myself.
You're listening to something,
and we brought it up again.
My internal monologue.
It's your cousin, Jesus Jazzy Jeff.
Internal monologue.
Jesus, your cousin, Marion Barry.
I'm gonna smoke some crack.
Marion Barry. My internal monologue. I couldn't though. Is my external monologue.
You don't have a filter between your mind and your
really right don't. Out. It's like fuck that. I don't.
Just pukes right out of your.
Do we have to make a rule that Vaughn has to like write something on a piece of paper and
you know what I need
get it approved before he talks?
I have to do
we need
this.
A whiteboard behind
tomorrow
him
so tomorrow can... tomorrow when I get out of work I'm gonna go buy like one of those dry erase boards
yeah and just write stuff
yes perfect. And I will bring it in and that will be the new thing
overhead projector
and Vaughn in the peanut gallery
and the bad thing
penis
is
penis gallery
and the bad thing is I'm a horrible speller so it's gonna
he's
be
gonna
really
put it in Vaughniglyphics
yeah Vaughn how do you feel about being an associate producer.
What's I'm not on the air anymore?
Ooh. Oh, like an off mic person, maybe
oh,
that
a silent
does research,
partner?
Silent partner.
What,
maybe,
like Carly?
Maybe yeah, look
when
up,
you have
look
a
up
good
stuff.
Idea, you can take time and let it
what,
materialize,
you
on the mind,
then come out with it.
Oh.
You could be
oh, okay.
better
yeah,
and
yeah,
more
yeah,
concise
let's,
instead
let's
of just
follow a white guy from Japan.
Oh God,
a guy who transplanted to the goddamn country. You cocks. But what? Okay, fine. sorry, my anger is going. Towards the wrong people. Should be going towards
shit.
A douchebag.
The name of the show is Vaughn Bashing.
There you go.
Yes.
Has to be.
What a fucking cocksucker. He so pisses me off.
You know what's funny? When he first started saying this stuff, Vaughn's like, I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
No, I don't
and
do that.
Within
no.
like three comments, he was just like.
No.
And now he's just like, mother. Breaking microphones.
Saying douchebag over and over.
He's a cunt. That's the thing. It's
make your mother proud.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, well, you know another thing what he said in that little email he sent
yeah.
me is that
I saw
he
like
wants
four
to
or five different
he wants to set up a call in.
We should do that.
That would be awesome.
Like I was
that
telling
would be
you,
great.
We should set
a
up Skype. We'll have to try to figure it
a
out.
Shoot,
yeah.
Like do a Skype setup.
A Skype?
It's over the internet.
We just use my cell phone.
That
we
too.
Could do that too. But then you'd be paying the.
No, he'd be paying because he's going to call me.
Yeah,
he is that big of a. Weenie.
But then can I hear him?
Yeah,
he's our only fan, Craig. Be
if
nice.
If you want to give your cell phone number out to him, yeah.
I don't care. What's he going to do? Call me at work?
You never fucking know.
What's he going to do? Run up a huge.
There
phone
is a
bill?
Weird
wait,
time differential.
Hold on. When you check the Aristocrats MySpace page. How many unread how many unread things did he have on there?
Unread?
Like five. And you just picked one. How many of them?
What?
How many emails of that of his name was popped up on there?
Two.
Two or three, right?
Two. No, the other ones
if
were
he has
him.
Your cell
it looked
phone
like
number,
it was his
he will
picture.
Call you every day to critique the show or tell you what you should do.
There
well,
you go,
know what?
Never get end. Back at him.
Maybe I can use another friend.
Wow.
Wow.
We're just going to patch him in so he can be
give
on
the
show.
Give him the payphone number at Pizza Hut.
We're just going to fly to Japan and start doing it there.
Can we find that number from Pizza Hut and just call it? Seriously, somebody... All right, homework assignment. Somebody go to Pizza Hut and get the phone... No, they took that out.
They did.
What was that?
Fuck.
No, the number for pizza... There was
6802.
How come that phone only rings...
I don't know.
No, it was the payphone. Right in the middle.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh.
Right
and
by the
people used to call it all the time, like prank pizza.
Really?
Yeah. Well, people meaning like me and Eric.
people meaning anyone that worked there.
Eric called up from the payphone, called up Pizza Hut, and ordered, this is like before everyone had cell phones, ordered a personal pan pizza with no cheese and no sauce.
What?
And this girl.
It's fried dough?
She put the order in. She was like, okay, okay. And then he said, you know what? Just take, don't even put the dough in. He wanted a hot pan. And she was like, okay. And she was putting it down.
Dumbass.
Oh, my God.
He just wanted to order a hot pan.
That's fucking
Can I get a hot pan with searing oil in it?
That place was a disaster. There was a fellow that worked there. There's two people in the chat room.
Yes.
There's a fellow that worked.
We're not going to dead.
We're going a little late.
Is the guy with the huge cock there?
No, he left.
Damn it.
What?
There was a guy who first started working when I was working on the Shrewsbury one, and he didn't know to pick up the pans with the grabbers.
Oh, no.
So he grabbed a cloth, and he's like, no, that can't be right. So he put water on it. And figured a wet cloth to pick up the pan.
Sure. What?
Why not?
What a dumbass.
So he grabbed it and he was walking with it. And it took him a second
to
realize
steam.
Oh my God, that's searing my hand off.
Yeah, because it was hotter than his hand could actually acknowledge.
I know.
It had to get cooler in order for him to realize his hand was burning.
Burned. And so he had this huge burn on his hands.
By
and
the
he
time
told
the
me,
skin fell off, it was way too late.
He told me how he did it and I really just wanted to hit him.
That's terrible.
He was so weird.
Yeah, my basic experience with Pizza Hut was walking in demanding stuffed crust pizzas to the point where they told me to make them myself.
Yes.
So I had to learn how to make my own pizzas there if I wanted to eat.
For anyone listening,
yes,
I'll just bring up a little fact. The Pizza Hut we worked at is the same one that was in the new Clerks movie. In the very beginning, they have a shot of Middletown, where we're from, where we're broadcasting from.
Live.
And they go past the giant clown, which we're like, you know,
A stone's throw away from.
Quarter mile away from.
Yeah. And the Pizza Hut we used to work at that all these stories came from. It's the Pizza Hut in Clerks 2 in the very beginning. Just a little tidbit.
Because we need like a promo picture of all those. That's what we should do.
The clown. I think the clown should be our new mascot.
Okay.
We should all take a picture in front of it.
Even though everyone uses that.
True.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You should all take a picture in front of it, though.
I knew I should have a picture.
Not a bad idea.
How about like hanging off of it? Are we allowed to do that?
Hanging off of it, yeah. Just climbing
a finger.
I don't know, but I can check because I know people who work in that business in that office, so I can always check if we can do things with it.
The Azalinas.
I don't think we really want to climb on.
Nah,
well, no.
We don't
if
do
you
that.
Guys want to, like, if you guys really want to do take pictures around it.
Well, I'm sure we can. No one's going to stop. I know.
Old man Azzolino roll up. What are you doing?
Dude,
$50 for a picture with that clown there.
I have stories of people I know who used to work in the food town in Red Bank.
Terrible.
Totally
Joe Azzolino is the oldest man on the face
who
of the
had, earth. Who had to bring Mr. Azzolino, you know, the old man, had to bring him food and make it for him in his house. Like, make him eggs and shit
what?
Like that in the morning. Yes, I know.
I got something
who,
I could say about him.
I've a couple weird stories of people having to, like,
gonna?
Cook him, like, steak.
Should I?
And serve it to him because he was just too old and wouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he always.
How old is he?
He's like. Yeah. He's
can
ridiculous.
I interject?
Oh, Carly?
Go ahead.
Mr. Azzolina has a show on the local program.
Yes,
he does.
I've seen it. It sucks.
He has literally fallen asleep during an interview.
What?
Have you ever watched that show?
No.
I'll tell you exactly what he looks like. In the Chevy Chase movie, Nothing But Trouble.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd plays
Wait
that
a minute.
Crazy
Craig,
judge.
I'm sorry. Can I stop you for a second?
Yes. Demi Moore,
in
Dan
the,
Aykroyd,
no, hang on
John
a second.
Candy.
Stop.
In the Chevy Chase classic.
Sorry.
Go on.
In Vulcanvania, the judge.
Yes.
With he takes off his nose and shit.
Uh-huh.
Looks
Dude,
exactly
you know
like
that movie.
Joe Azzolina.
I might have seen it. I'm
yeah,
sure.
That's a fucked up movie.
It was on Comedy
they've
Central.
They've got the two twin fat babies who are 40 years old.
And Dan Aykroyd is this old judge, and like his face falls apart.
Yes,
sounds good.
You've seen him.
Oh yeah,
it looks exactly
just
like him. If
almost
you can...
like him.
What I was going to say is he used to come to Craig.
Yeah.
Well, where
the gas station,
and. He would always pay with his gay ass credit card. And
oh man!
He would always roll down the window and he'd put the credit card in the little slot there with a little rubber for the window. He was too good to hand it to you.
You had to
go and retrieve it yourself.
Really?
Or if it was cold out, he'd have it in his car and he'd slide it through the crack of the window.
Really? I only worked there during the summer for a couple of months, so I never got to experience that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was
gay. As I was freezing to death over the winter, he would come in and he would open his window about. A paper width, slide the thing through to you.
You can actually push it, would fold
then
a little
shut
bit.
It once it, before it was even out, like I would grab it, he would be shutting the window.
Like he would actually have trouble getting it through because the indentations from the numbers were getting caught.
Exactly.
No, but
I hope
it?
He dies.
What Carly said before about the show that he does on their channel. I've actually sat there and watched it, and I've actually like it looks like they're like you could see how like it's cut. Like you've ever seen any shows on that channel?
Yeah,
they're cut like ridiculously weird.
Bad.
Not bad. They're actually they take a lot
Carly
of time.
Carly is eyeing you up.
They actually take a lot of time to cut the show, so it doesn't look like they're waking him up. Because like, it looks
get,
like it.
They get
like,
the Sandman stick out and start poking him.
Because there's three angles. She could probably remember. Go to this. It's the pan out with the two of them. It's the one shot of him, the one shot of whoever he's talking
whenever
to.
Whenever they just show the one shot of the other person, that means he's
dead.
Yeah,
he's out cold.
He's getting defibrillated or he's asleep.
And it's really good shot of like the two of them. And you can see it's like one moment he looks completely glazed out, like just completely gone to the world.
Oh, he's my grandfather.
And then within the next second, and there's not even a cut. It, you know there's a cut, but you can't tell technically. Yeah.
Because he hasn't really moved that much.
And he's,
they gave him the smelling salts.
He's just like stuck like a statue, huh? And all of a sudden his hand is moving out of nowhere, and he's talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, it's so fucking bad.
Pretty soon they'll get sloppy. It'll be taped over a few different days and I have like different suits. Every time the camera comes back, he's like a different color.
He answers, he asks a question, all like, whoa. And then they cut to him just like from 1972.
Like when he lost the election, what, last year?
Oh my God, wouldn't it be funny like in The Simpsons if they had a clock in the background?
Yes.
I was going to bring that up. Sweet can.
Mr. Simpson, no.
Listen to the music.
I mean, I don't mean to bash on your girlfriend's job, but
what?
But no. Have you ever seen the channel? Any of the stuff they do on that channel?
What are you trying to say, Vaughn?
Stop.
It's a public access channel.
Yeah, it's like the same sets for every like piece
it's
that's done.
It is.
In. Well, no, it's like the same.
They have no money. Soundstage.
It's like chair, plastic bush, chair, plastic bush. Black
sock, plastic bag sock. No one gets that. Like, anyway,
they kind of have no money.
Just so everyone knows, we're kind of in overtime right now. I've been told that we can go as long as we want, and we were the last person left in the chat room, so I'm guessing that
even the guy
we are now unsupervised.
Oh.
The aristocrats unsupervised.
So wait, even the guy from Cringe
Radio. Have an explosion,
Radio,
Matt?
The guy from Cringe Radio gave up on us.
And went to bed.
He's like,
wow. I guess.
All right, I'm going to pee. I'm going to my.
He said, "Lock up the radio station when you're done.
Lock up the internet radio station.
And don't just like pizza.
Hey, Carly, you want to take over? I'm gonna go be a.
Don't clog the
toilet.
Oh, hey, Carly.
Oh, he just said, "I'm still watching you. Damn it. All right, Vaughn, put your pants back on.
Gross.
Oh wait,
you might lose your radio show privileges.
did we have any more news?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I want to bring up?
I still
want to
talk.
I want to go on a little bit of a rant here.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's
I'm leaving.
I feel
I'm
more leaving. Like free now that we're in overtime because this past we're on until midnight.
We've fulfilled our quota, so now we're just.
So now I feel actually more free that I can just talk freely.
Okay.
And I almost feel like no one's listening.
All right. Well, then fine.
Well, like that Conan O'Brien bit. No one's watching.
No one's watching. Yes.
Yeah. Do we have a masturbating bear?
We do not.
We have a masturbating Matt.
I masturbating Vaughn. Personally, but yeah,
so
I'm not gonna do it for you.
My computer is really slow, and I want to know more about that prehistoric shark. Does anyone know about him?
Yes, actually, they found a shark that apparently hasn't changed, hasn't evolved in millions of years.
The shark on the bottom of the ocean, miles down?
It's unbelievably far underwater,
yeah,
so we never find them.
All those animals down there
are unchanged.
The closest you can possibly get to anything.
They call it a living fossil.
Yeah.
It's got.
Every animal down there is exactly like that.
Thousands and thousands of teeth that are razor sharp, apparently. They're not that big. They're about 5 feet long, but they look like half an eel and half a shark. Really frightening looking. Looks dead.
You want to hear some audio on it?
Oh, yeah, I saw this guy.
Eating somebody, please.
Look at this thing, Steve.
Wow.
That is a shark.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. That thing is
I would not
awesome.
Get near that
How could
thing?
They see it?
It came close to the surface because it was dying.
Oh,
but they
up.
See, look at how like it's so
look at
slender. It looks like an eel, but
you know what? I thought there would be audio on this, but it's just a video.
It doesn't even look like it's full.
It's Azel Eel.
Oh, the audio was the audio was just some British woman.
There's a corpse.
It's just some Asian
dead guy.
What?
They fished out the Asian guy with it too.
It was in the Asian guy's stomach, so they just gutted him.
So I guess it died?
It looks happy, though.
It died about 2 or 3 hours after they caught it. It was probably on its way to death anyway. But they...
It couldn't survive in
it
that
can't, it
warm
has to
water
be deep.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it has to be cold.
And the light and all that
yeah,
stuff,
Yeah, all
too.
That stuff is just not what it's used to.
And they probably shit all over it, you know, Japanese.
Basically, when you look at that thing...
when they started coming all over the shark, it just...
Yes. Yes, when they started
30 businessmen in their underwear.
When they were using it as a tentacle penis, they basically, when you look at that thing, you are looking millions of years into the past.
Great,
literally
excellent. Who
it's
wants
a
to
hard
hear
environment.
About? Who wants to hear about naked Dakota Fanning?
Who's Dakota
I've heard
Fanning?
She's
ten.
She's going to be 13 very soon.
That's I could like, deal with that.
And,
who's Dakota Fanning?
And apparently, she's a young actress. She's
is this
adorable.
The kiddie thing with the movie?
Yeah, she's being she's raped.
She's
going
independent.
To be, she's in a rape scene in a movie that has a lot of people up in arms.
It's a Sundance movie, and it's not really that bad, I've been told.
Moviegoers were shocked when 12-year-old Jodie Foster played a prostitute in Taxi Driver, and 12-year-old Brooke Shields appeared nude in Pretty Baby.
Wow,
now another young
audio.
Superstar, Dakota really Fanning, has stirred up a new controversy with her latest film,
you
a huge
bastard.
Departure from
it
her
looks
previous
like she's
roles.
Just talking.
Pearly Show national correspondent Hattie Kaufman reports.
In her last film, the children's classic Charlotte's Web.
Oh my God, she gets raped by a pig?
No, keep playing it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I got excited.
Me too.
Dakota Fanning played a sweet little farm girl. But her newest role is shockingly different. In the movie Hound Dog, her character is raped. Paul Peterson heads an advocacy group for child actors.
Dakota Fanning is a treasure. Why was she subjected to this?
The director of the film says it was shot delicately and wastefully.
You see her going through so many different moments. Her ability to tap into the humanity of this character is astonishing and
I'm
inspiring.
Sure
and
thank God a female directed this.
Yeah,
thank
Camp Meyer.
God.
What I've been reading, because this is the whole Sundance thing, right?
Yeah.
This is one of those films that are being premiered at Sundance.
Yes.
Is that a lot of people actually didn't like it because it wasn't that good.
It wasn't a good movie.
It wasn't. Yeah, it's not a good movie. It's okay for what it is for like a first time director, but it's. Not like, because everybody's going overboard with this whole rape scene.
The rape scene wasn't as accurate as they would have
no,
wanted.
No, it wasn't as graphic.
It's not as like hardcore as like something like Jodie Foster did like in Taxi Driver where she's walking around half naked.
They didn't show penetration, so they didn't like it.
You know, Vaughn.
I really wish you hadn't done
I'm
that.
Sorry.
You can't just, that was Carly's Guinness glass that you
I know.
This is,
What?
You broke a glass.
Carly has the microphone.
Vaughn's
about to get raped.
Vent.
Wow.
You
look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Okay.
You're what the guy in Japan calls
glass.
A fucking asshole.
Just clean it up,
you son
please.
Of a bitch.
Go ahead, Vaughn. Anyway, we'll continue talking.
We
right,
don't
new
have
rule.
A little puppy in the house now.
No more glass on that little tiny chair that there's equipment on.
Sorry, I didn't think some douchebag would knock it over.
Wow.
Wait, was that my Guinness glass?
That was one of our Guinness glasses.
Full
in that
true
foul
Guinness glass. My Guinness glass.
My goodness.
My goodness, it's broken glass.
Wow.
You know what, though? We have a puppy.
You do have a puppy, and that glass needs to be cleaned up. Immediately.
Yes.
She's going to break a little
Vaughn's
going to
take care
that.
Of it.
Vaughn
this
cannot
very
sit
interesting right now.
Still. Like he's like a—I
don't know—for some reason he stood up and he started wielding the microphone.
It's like having Michael J. Fox in the studio. He can't stay still.
What's that supposed to mean?
He dropped the mic because he was flailing around and he hit it to push it away from him, and it fell.
Only minutes earlier, he almost knocked over a can of my ginger ale.
He went to the bathroom to do God. Don't use your hands.
I know, right?
Carly, what mouth. Do we have for him? Find something for him to clean. Get paper towels or
use
something.
Use your anus, okay. Asshole.
I want to talk about Dakota Fanning being raped.
Craig,
I
me too.
Go back to your bed.
Not that she's being raped per se.
I want to explain what happened here. Vaughn went to the bathroom.
Yes.
He came back, and instead of sitting down like a gentleman, he grabbed the mic like...
like Derek pulled the cord out.
As Derek is this, disconnected.
This is.
He grabbed the mic like he was going
to.
He forgot
car
it was
anymore.
Taped onto his stand.
Do you want to say
I
goodbye?
Forgot that. He grabs
leaving.
The microphone.
Craig's
leaving.
Oh, Craig's done for the night.
Yeah.
He's giving up after this debacle.
I kind of kept that warm for you.
So, Vaughn.
So he grabbed the mic like, you know, he was a fucking, yeah. I don't know.
Like I just ripped it off.
Well, no, you grabbed the mic and you were just standing in place and you had your headphones and the mic cord
and
you just made a quick turn and he knocked over a glass and a bottle.
What happened was I had my phone.
Good night, Craig.
Keep cleaning.
I had my phone in the wrong place.
He's still.
I turned it a little too much, and it just pulled the whole.
He's got the microphone prop next to him, so he can talk to it as he's cleaning it up. He's got.
You jerk!
The mic stand is set up perfectly, so as he throws it away, he can talk.
Wait! Whoa! Why was it my glass that he broke?
I don't know.
Maybe this glass that I've been drinking out of all night is my glass.
Sounds like he's peeing.
My Guinness glass.
Carl, you sound like you're drunk.
Yeah. You actually kind of sound like Paula Abdul right now. Which is
Carly Abdul.
Are,
which
you're
is really
fabulous.
Hot.
You're like,
bye, Craig.
Bye, Craig. Craig is leaving. Bye. Will we see you
bye,
next
dear,
week?
Craig.
No.
Craig, next week?
No, next week?
I don't know. All
right, we'll take you out of the promo. It's not on the way.
It's out of the way. But all right, good night.
Yeah.
So wow.
It turned off at the last stop.
All right. Basically, Vaughn knocked over a glass, and we're going to continue.
And that is a hardwood floor, so make sure it's dry.
See, the thing is, we're unsupervised. Thus, I fuck up things.
Seriously.
And the
seriously.
Thing is, the other thing is,
I really like that
our our fellow Japanese white guy. We'll love this because you're doing it again. You're bashing me. So
perfect.
He'll be all over
well,
it.
You know,
whoa, 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 whoa Japanese white guy.
He's white. He moved to Japan.
Everyone shut up for a second. Japanese white guy. If you can get me a new Guinness glass, we'll do call-ins for you.
I thought she was going to... Never mind.
we had to go to the Dublin house in Red Bank to get that glass.
I had to steal that fucking thing.
We had to go every Thursday for like a month to get all the glasses.
We stole every glass we could.
Got to catch them all.
Actually, I'm not that upset, Vaughn. We got doubles of all those glasses.
I'm upset.
Oh, she has the exact other
fucking
one?
Liquor was in there, you son
Derek,
of a bitch.
It made a really cool breaking noise.
It did. It was very good.
I'm sorry, what, Carly?
Perhaps he broke your glass, not mine.
Whatever.
I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second. I heard the glass break. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what, though? I still like Vaughn.
Okay.
Vaughn's participation is still way okay with me.
Fine.
You're the only one.
All right. So basically what we were saying here is...
I have a giant sword.
They are exploiting... Dakota Fanning in this movie. That is what people are saying.
No. Make sure the floor is all the glasses up. We got a puppy.
But apparently
it's
that these people are missing the point of the movie.
Yeah.
That it's a fucking movie?
Yeah.
Wait, they're missing the point like Lamuel?
Yeah, what is this? We didn't touch this.
Yeah, we're
done. We'll get into that after Dakota Fanning.
All right, fine.
Okay.
After we get
into
Dakota Fanning.
We can get into it now because...
We're getting there.
Okay, all right.
Let's finish what we started here.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I got this. Tasteful rape. You don't do these things to 12-year-old children.
Glenn Kennedy of Premiere Magazine has screened the film.
I think the controversy about this movie is being entirely manufactured because it features a young, very famous star. There's nothing that she does in the picture that suggests that she was being exploited or that she herself was
not her gyrating hips or anything
in the situation at any time.
In the movie, Dakota's character fixates on Elvis Presley. and eventually overcomes the trauma.
Oh, and so we sacrifice the 12-year-old for this alleged greater good?
You
I'm
douche!
Here to tell you, this movie is going to cause more pedophilia and more abuse of children than it will ever
suffer. Oh, come on.
Steve, all you have a comment?
No, I was just thinking about how gay that guy is.
Yeah, he's
and how
really
like
gay.
I just hate that mentality of like, oh well, it's gonna be more of this and that. Oh, you know, like somebody goes on TV and says something bad about like Jews or black people, it's like, oh, it's gonna cause more hate. Like, no,
course.
It doesn't.
No, it's already there.
It's already there. Like people do it anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can't even say anything funny. It just irritates the shit out of me.
People are gonna rape little kids. And he's just got to learn to deal with that.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
matter what.
Accept it.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to probably rape him.
Especially with that white hair. He looks so fucking funky.
Steve.
He's hunky.
You look like you have something you want to say. Do just, you?
He just did. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't really come up with any zingers or anything. I'm sorry, but
like you can see the rage in his eyes. He's just starting
yeah,
to boil
I just,
over.
Oh, God. People like that. Like, this just such faggot shit. I hate people like that.
All right, what else?
Chris brought up a good point. He looks like he's going to rape someone.
Oh yeah,
probably. He's probably masturbates watching it. Like that's probably like the kind of person he is. You know,
he's clearly not a Lamb of God.
Wow.
Okay, Carly, we're almost there.
Almost there.
But Dakota Fanning, who spent you know more than half her life in front of the camera,
BTW
said in an interview, "This is
okay. Hang on a second. What, Carly? We were listening to audio."
I said BTW, Vaughn's doing a great job cleaning up his mess.
Yeah, congratulations, Vaughn.
Oh, my God. Lick my stitch when you're done, asshole.
I'm all out of gold stars. I'm sorry.
What?
Said in an interview, this is acting. It's just a movie.
I don't argue with 12-year-old girls.
Wow.
12-year-old girls cannot give informed consent.
Under California law, the use of a minor in any film involving sexual conduct is a felony.
This is true.
The Hound Dog was shot in North Carolina. Dakota says her parents didn't mind at all. In fact, her mother was reportedly on set during the filming.
We are all harmed.
No.
When we permit a child to be treated this way, what do people get about this? Art? We don't call it show art. It's show business. And you do what was done to Dakota Fanning for commercial purposes, you deserve to be prosecuted.
For The Early Show, Hattie Kaufman, CBS News, Hollywood.
Yeah, all right. CBS News, Hollywood.
As long as the guy, you know, who was raping her or whatever in this scene, as long as he really wasn't hard, then it's okay.
Actually, what I've
can
been told...
Can you imagine after the rape scene, he's just like, oh my God, I got a boner.
what I've been told is a guy, it's actually it's a kid about her own age, a little older. In the sequence, like, and there's also scenes in the film where her father abuses her.
Yeah,
you know, and she's and the whole thing is about this character overcoming all of this turmoil and trying to become, you know, a regular person out of all of it. And what I've been told too is that the movie isn't really that great.
Yeah,
probably.
Regardless, it's just stupid that a movie has to be made for this that nobody cares about. The only reason anybody cares about it is because of the rape scene right now, and that's where the exploitation is unavoidable, whether
it
was intentional or not.
The tickets are bought.
Oh yeah, when this thing gets bought by some like you know, like, what is it like?
Well, I don't know. Is anyone going to want to touch it?
No matter what, somebody will. Especially with all the controversy, somebody will definitely buy
Weinstein
it.
Weinstein will pick it up. He'll buy anything.
Yeah, he fucking bought Black Christmas, that remake that was a piece.
No
of
matter
shit.
What they say, their intention was, they know making it that it's going to create controversy.
There's a
no matter what.
Yeah,
you are taking responsibility by releasing this movie, and you have to expect people like this guy to come out and say things that are obviously ridiculous. But it's a matter of fact.
There's a Joe Strummer documentary that's going on through Sundance too, right? Which is it's directed by the same guy who did the last Sex Pistols documentary, The Filth and the Fury. Remember that one?
Okay.
It's a whole new documentary. It's just a, you know, it's a whole look upon Joe Strummer's life and his death and everything like that. And that's supposed to be one of the top movies that is playing at Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best in all the films. And this is supposed to be one of the lowest out of all of them. And this is getting more play than that is, which is, you know, ridiculous.
Well,
it's the way Hollywood works, my friend.
You're right.
This is true. Yeah.
Well, so, what's this?
What is this, Lamelot?
Yeah, let's hear this. This better
this
bring
fucking
on the
Monty
funny.
Python. Because if it is, I'm leaving. Lamuel.
This better bring on the funny.
Monty Python. I'm leaving.
If it's Monty
it
Python, I'm
on
fucking
the
leaving.
Fucking creepy, not
okay.
The funny.
All right,
Lamuel
yeah, you might have
L.
To get
Jackson.
Up and break glasses to see this.
Yeah, she's been talking and talking and talking about this, and I better laugh, Carly. I better laugh.
I don't know how to spell this.
Lambuel. Lambuel.
There it is.
Cool. Here it is.
Oh, this weird Christian shit. Oh yeah, that's right.
This is
we're learning. Oh,
what the fuck was that?
That was creepy.
Jesus loves me.
Oh my goodness.
This is Lamuel. It's a little cartoon lamb.
Who an overmodulated lamb.
A crusader for Jesus.
You said crusader.
Yeah.
When you say crusader, do you mean a potential meal? Because he's a lamb. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Can
here.
You help Lamuel get to the church on time while avoiding temptations to along the way?
So they have Lamuel in his little church outfit, and it's a very kind of easy puzzle, whatever. It's like
oh
a
my
McDonald's
God.
Thing, yeah. Like a Happy Meal thing.
Yeah, and you got to go through. There's a money.
A money.
Yeah.
An ice cream cone.
Bill. There's a dollar bill.
$0 bill, an ice cream cone, a pair of lips, and a bed.
Wait a minute. What? All right, hold on. Back up. What do the lips signify?
This is probably signifying sex.
Okay, fine.
Greed, wait. Gluttony, lust, and sloth.
What's the bed?
Right there, four sins. Done.
Where's the other
three? The other three? They're probably in the next puzzle.
But he also has friends, like Ruby the lioness.
Clicker.
Hori the horus.
Ruby doesn't say anything.
Damn it.
Thinks that Lamuel is cute and wants to marry him one day.
Wants to fuck him.
But will Lamuel really make a good husband for Ruby? You can help Ruby decide by matching the famous biblical husbands to their wives.
Hagar?
Nice.
Hagar.
Oh, yeah!
And there's Habu, the elephant.
How many gods do you have?
And it says, how many gods do you have? And he's sad, and he says, I don't know. I lost count.
Where are your gods now?
And then it said, wouldn't you rather just have one god who loves you a bunch than a bunch of gods who don't love you at all?
What?
Jesus loves everybody.
Holy
even,
shit.
Even the unsaved like Habu.
Oh, no.
Remember to pray for Habu and others like him that they may find Jesus and accept him into their hearts.
Can I just go on the record as saying I hate this fucking shit and I hate Christianity
well,
for this
wait,
very reason?
Wait until you hear the next part.
No, wait.
People
wait,
make
on.
Me
hold
sick.
Hold on.
What, Vaughn?
You ever get like Jehovah's Witnesses come to the door?
Yeah,
or,
of course.
Or certainly like have. Especially like in the bad part of the town I work in, there's always these
brown
two.
Brown
town? Yeah.
Downtown
there's always,
brown town?
There's always these two white kids. Dressed in the white shirts, the blacks, dressed in the full nine,
young
with
kids,
their
right?
backpacks and their bicycles.
Yes,
and they walk from house to house, mm-hmm. up and down the street, and they hand out little pamphlets or those little
And apparently, they want to die because that's a bad neighborhood.
No, yeah, they don't get mistake. Bothered. They actually people actually let them in the house, which is funny. But they also hand out those little index card style books.
Yeah, little pamphlets.
Are, the comics.
They're like the comics. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I have a couple of those. I love them to death because
they're
so
hysterical,
horrible.
Yes.
Yeah, they're funny as hell, but they're
I
so
can't
like
even look at them.
Like there's, I have one that's a, it's about a.
Did you get the one with the guy going to the death penalty?
No, I have, I had
going
that one.
To
I
the
have,
death penalty.
I had that one. I actually traded for another.
I'm tired.
I actually traded for
you
another.
You traded it like they're cards.
Well, no, you if you know people who have them, you can because I like collecting stupid shit. I like collecting weird
really?
Shit.
It was this and guy who apparently was he was sentenced to the death penalty.
Black guy, actually, it's a black guy.
Okay. He was a black guy. That,
well, the one I had it was a black guy.
No. That's not.
But it was a
there.
Cartoon, and it was funny because like everything everyone said to him, he was just like shut up. So his mother was like, "Son, I love you," and he's like, "Shut up, I hate you."
Wow.
And then he got the death penalty, and he's in jail, and he's all mad the whole thing. And then finally they say, well, you don't have to die. And he's like, huh? And they say, somebody died for you. And it was his mother that he was mean to.
Wow.
And it's basically signifying that Jesus died for your sins so you don't have to.
The one I the one I traded for that one was
wait,
an Indian.
What did you just say?
traded for?
No, he's talking
it was
there.
An Indian one.
Who, me?
Right? Where it was a... Like
No, I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that this really happened.
No.
Me or him?
No, him.
Yeah.
What are you talking about trading? What is
well,
this?
Well, I you know, you get little different ones.
I understand.
And I got one from a
phone booth.
No.
How do you know someone else who does this?
No, I got it from one of them. I actually gave them that one to get this one. Because I wasn't like, I felt
why
bad.
Why didn't they give you one?
You gave them cards just so you could trade with them?
I read it. No, because listen. I got it as a, like a tip from one of my, people.
They like doing that.
Yeah, it was actually a Japanese woman. She gave me an envelope and I was like, maybe there's some money in it. And it was one of these little books. Yeah. I read through it and I was like, all right. And it was actually for another like the Anglo-Saxon ones, where it's like they don't believe in Christianity per se, but they rule in the Christian, they're same things as the Christianic, mm-hmm. as Christian faith. And I was like, I'll give you this, give me whatever you got. Because they were actually asking me questions. And I was like, I really don't believe in all that. But if you have any stuff, I'll give it to you. And they're like, all right. And I was like, all right, since you gave me all this, I'll give you this, because I already read through it. I thought it was funny as hell. I know. I'm rambling. But it's about an Indian fellow, a man who believes in Vishnu and all that.
Skip to the end. You just combine Ganesha and Vishnu into one new god.
The god of haste in this fucking story. Anyway.
Juan, how many cells were in this person's body?
Keep going. Come on.
His new nickname is Minor Detail.
Micromanagement.
Asshole.
Anyway.
You can sit down now, too, by the way. I'm getting very uneasy.
He's on his knees. Yes.
He's on his knees after cleaning up this mess on the floor.
He's been done for quite some time now.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we need to go late more often.
Anyway. Anyway. It's a whole thing about how this... this Indian fellow, he betrays his people and someone gets killed. And all of a sudden, God comes out of nowhere.
Which God?
Our God.
Okay.
Whatever, Christian God.
Yeah, all right.
And wreaks hell upon him because he's not a Christian. And like lights him on fire.
What?
Somewhere on. Like he gets killed by somebody.
God wouldn't do that to Lucifer.
No.
I don't get it.
It's an eye for an eye thing. He causes someone else's death. And he dies for someone else.
Okay.
So he goes up to God, and since he doesn't believe in God, mm-hmm. God sends him to hell.
Okay.
And he dies in
hell.
He burns in hell, and that's the whole thing. It's just mm-hmm. he's burning in hell, and he's wishing that he actually believed in the Christian faith.
Damn it!
It's just like 10-page thing, and it's they're quite comical, these little books.
Can I get to the next part of this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is a spiritual safety tip. Don't break the mic.
Enough!
I just heard it hit the floor. What should you do if you find an atheist?
Like finding a dead body in the woods.
The atheist is a goat. And he is in a bathrobe and he's drinking coffee. And his little word bubble says, "Bah, I don't believe in anything. I'm staying home on Sunday."
Yeah, damn straight.
Good for him.
Atheists such as the crotchety Mr. Gruff think they've got it all figured out. But then why are they so sad? If you find an atheist in your neighborhood, tell a parent or pastor right away.
Don't worry about the child molester.
Oh, my God.
Now, you might be moved to try and witness to these poor souls yourself. However, avoid talking to them. Atheists are often very grumpy and bitter and will lash out at children, or they may even try to trick you into neglecting God's word.
I find this to be rather inaccurate.
True.
Very advanced witnessing techniques are needed for these grouches. Let the adults handle them.
Oh my God.
I'm like offended by hearing this.
See, basically what this is doing is making sure that kids don't get swayed into the real deal.
The website for this, by the way, is objectiveministries.org.
This is not very objective.
/ kids. KIDZ.
Now,
it's rather slanderous.
Yeah, Carly?
I wasn't sure if this was a joke or not.
Yeah, I still don't really know.
No, this is 100% real.
They actually have children's artwork.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
I see this.
And they have merchandise.
Yeah.
That
LOL.
Can I just interject real quick?
Love our Lord.
discussing what, going back to what Vaughn had said about those doofuses that ride around the bikes, me and Matt had happened to have been in Red Bank one day, and we're, you know, sitting on a bench in the middle of town, and, you know, we're just kind of lamenting our existence.
Being straight, being straight.
Well, of course. I mean, we are very straight. I mean, you know, we just do stuff like that. You know, we're pretty much just, you know, shitting on everything we see because that's just how we feel sometimes.
All right.
And these guys roll up to us, and they're like...
Well, first of all, let's give a rundown on what we're wearing.
Yeah. We're both clad in all black.
100% black, head to toe.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big dude, shaved head, goatee kind of thing. Like, you know, people usually aren't going to want to walk up to me and go, oh, how you doing? Strike a conversation.
All right.
I'm a nice guy, but that people just don't do that.
You know, and I'm equally as...
You are the epitome of anti-socialism.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, yeah. Kind of, sort of.
So they come up on their bikes and their stupid little short sleeve shirts, which I hate.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going on about, like, you know, Jesus and he's coming back. He's like, Jesus was here.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah. Oh, he was in America. Really?
No, he gave us the book about Jesus coming to America.
Yeah.
he actually appeared to what, the Pilgrims or something?
Yes.
A couple hundred like years that, ago. He appeared to the Pilgrims and that started the whole movement. Bullshit. But, The whole point here is why would these two like little kids come up to me and Steve of all people in Red Bank?
The thing is,
you look at us and we scream, you know, leave us alone. Talk to us, especially about this.
The thing is,
if you had a couple
specifically,
if you had a couple of girls and you were going to throw them at us, fine.
I know. Why
but
could it
don't
have been
come to us and talk to me about? The Lord.
The thing is, I can deal with. They're not that young. They're in their late teens, early twenties.
Young kids.
The thing is, what they do is they drive their car to a certain point. Mm-hmm. They drop it off.
Know.
They pull their bikes off the back, and then mm-hmm. they roam around on their bikes because it's easier for them.
No, I know.
And most of the time, where were you? Like you were in the
Red
main.
Bank, right in the middle. Lives over in McGuire's Grove.
Yes, I've met him before too. Two of them, actually.
Yes, two of them. They come into my job every now and then.
Yeah.
They're just very weird.
Weird.
People. And so they talk to my ex-girlfriend.
Who wants to hear about Professor Giraffenstein?
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to be a rabbi or something.
Giraffenstein.
And his little buddy, Pepper the Moth.
Wow. Well,
Pepper has a couple questions about this subject for the giraffe.
Okay.
Hey, Professor. Haven't dinos been extinct for millions of years?
No.
Wrong, little buddy. Dinosaurs still walk on land and swim in the seas, and the Earth is less than 10,000 years old.
That's a fact.
Oh, okay.
Guys, stop where you are. Turn the podcast off, because he just laid the smackdown on history there.
He really did.
I mean...
Carbon dating, end of it. Done. Forget it.
I was in an argument with a guy at work, and he was trying to tell me this, like the Earth is 10,000 years old.
Of course it is.
And I said, what about carbon dating? He said, carbon dating is inaccurate. And then he was talking
Well, did he have scientific reasoning why carbon dating is inaccurate?
No, he's completely retarded.
So he's dumb.
He said, it's proven that it's inaccurate.
No, it's not proven that
and then
accurate.
He was
That's the thing. I don't understand why these people say these things.
Matthew, I'm going to get to that.
No,
stop.
It's so irritating. You're
no,
killing me
you
right
got
to
meet this guy. You have no idea. And then he's talking
about being retarded.
Then he was talking about... the scriptures, the original scriptures, the Dead Sea Scrolls, how old they are.
Oh, I know.
I said, how do they know how old they are? He said, by carbon dating.
What? Wait. And what?
I thought carbon dating was inaccurate.
Well after beyond a certain amount of time, you can't really tell.
So let's see. They carbon dated a skull and got it to what, a couple million years?
Yeah.
Okay, and they carbon dated the dead scroll, the Dead Sea.
Once you get past 7,000 years, it exponentially gets less and less accurate.
But here's the thing, though. And how old are the Dead Sea Scrolls? A couple thousand?
Like 7,000 years.
Okay, so if that skull was, say, 9,000 years old,
uh-huh.
that would mean that the Dead Scrolls have probably yet to even be made.
Yeah, this is true.
Retarded.
Gone.
I'm very interested here. Please keep going, because this next question, I'm
well, you know,
in the
Pepper
answer.
The Moth is saying, I saw in a secular movie that T-Rex was a vicious killing machine. Is this true? No. Secular movies lie.
Wow.
What is a secular movie?
Secular would be like not having religious. To do with organized religion.
Yeah.
Like
a secular society would be one that does not focus on
like
morals.
Like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but it doesn't it doesn't, I guess you could say it doesn't really, wow.
You farted on the chair.
Wow.
That was secular.
Well, he put some space. He put space between himself and the chair. It doesn't, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Okay, good difference between, it's when Charlton Heston did Ben-Hur, mm-hmm. and then Charlton Heston did Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Planet of the Apes is a secular movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But I understood it mid explanation.
Yeah.
It just first time take into account something out within 5 seconds. Well,
let's hear more about the T-Rex and that he was a herbivore. Its sharp teeth were used to shred plants.
That makes complete sense to me. The arcs you don't need teeth to eat plants.
The ark's passengers were safe from harm because you know the T-Rex was on the ark.
Wow. I'm going to make a movie about this.
If the T-Rex was on the ark,
I'm going to make a killing spree about this.
Yeah. He would have ate every motherfucker on
there. What are fossils and where did they come from? Fossils are the buried remains of the wicked men and animals that perished 4,000 years ago in the flood.
See, the thing is, if there was such thing as Noah's Ark, where the fuck did it go?
Do you know how many people died in the flood?
Billions.
Billions!
So how come there's only like one every like couple, like 10, 15 years that we find?
Billions.
The thing is, have you ever read...
They say that billions of people were alive up until the point of the flood.
Yeah, he cleaned house and started over.
Yeah.
And only a couple managed to be fossils.
Billions. Do they realize how many people billions is for that time frame?
It's China.
It's impossible.
It's weird that some people that are like psychotically like faith-based
haven't
stated like, you know, like now that we were just reading before we started the show like a couple hours ago that China is now, what, seven? Is now, it's just jacked itself up to another billion.
It's 1.4
billion. Yeah, 1.5 billion. Yeah. We've hit over a billion.
Who?
Over like our country.
300 million people.
Thank you.
In
we've hit over 300 million. And it's, you know, everything's starting to accumulate. It's weird you don't hear anything from these crazy faith-based people like the 700 Club or anyone like that.
There's an explanation as to how like every person is alive right now.
I have a dumb question.
There's a full explanation. They're stating that now that hold on. That the ice, the polar ice caps are now starting to melt because of all the pollution.
Uh-huh.
That it's showing that God is actually going to clear house again.
It's
and
not
start over.
It's not.
Can
showing
I ask my stupid question before I forget it?
Go ahead.
I stink at geology and all that stuff. Uh-huh. How big is China compared to the United States?
About the same size.
It's about the same size.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really terrible at that.
Okay.
But the difference
that's all
is,
you wanted to know.
I don't know how big China is compared to, like, if you put China on top of the United States.
Almost the exact same size.
Really?
It's like Russia, Canada, China, United States, like in size order, roughly like that. But China and United States are pretty close.
All right.
But like if our country had that many people, it would be twice as bad probably.
Well, like see, many? The problem...
The thing is, they're just so condensed.
It's only condensed into an area the size of New Jersey. There's like a billion people on the coast of China and 400 million scattered throughout the rest of the country, which is virtually uninhabitable.
So, pretty much... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And what was I just... I was reading today that it's more lucrative to be a...
Lucrative.
What did I say?
All right, Elmer Fudd. Lucrative.
Lucrative, sorry. It's more lucrative.
I'm hunting wabbits.
To kill the wabbit.
To be a gold farmer on WoW than it is to actually farm rice in China.
Yeah.
I just read about that today. It's you're making more, they're making more money gold farming in WoW than they are
By WoW you mean World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, sorry.
You mean actual money?
No, World of Warcraft money. They farm it, they collect it, and then they sell it on eBay or sell it.
That's what I mean, like selling.
Yeah, they sell it for real money. Yeah. They sell fish money for real money.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And they're making more money on that than they are actually on rice.
No, are they making significant money on World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Or is it just that rice is that bad?
Rice is one of the biggest exports in Japan.
It's almost the only export to China.
Yeah. And it's actually, in the last couple of years, it's actually gone straight to shit. Hmm. Over gold farming.
That and sex slaves.
I was just going to say, they export rice and prostitutes, and that's it.
I love it.
I accept it. So what
okay.
does it say?
Well, Pepper was also wondering, were my ancestors on Noah's Ark?
I was going to mention this, actually.
Yes, indeed. All of our ancestors were on the Ark, except those of our fishy friends.
How come?
Because they survived, because they were
in the water. They don't need to worry about a flood.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about fresh and salt water mixing at all.
So then, how old are sharks?
Well, you just saw one that was very old.
Yeah, the prehistoric one?
Sharks are 10,000 years old.
It might not have been old per se, but how long ago did that shark completely inhabit that area of the ocean?
Probably a long time ago.
Probably millions of years ago.
This is just dangerous.
Okay, now we're getting silly. Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
What?
No. Adam and Eve were the first parents, and so they never had them. Also, Adam was missing one rib.
Oh, because he took it out to make Eve.
Yeah. Where did Cain get his wife? All humans are descendants of Adam and Eve, so we are all incest.
Retarded.
Who had many sons and daughters, so Cain married one of his sisters, and they leave it at that.
Cons.
Like, that's okay.
So where do they draw the line? Why do they have to follow rules now? Why can't you marry your sister now? Like, why isn't that okay?
Because it's illegal?
I would say mainly because if you have children, they're going to be massively retarded.
So how smart were Adam and Eve?
Well, they were the only two people.
Yeah. How smart were they?
Very.
They must have been...
really smart.
Geniuses.
They must have been like...
so smart that she ate an apple that she wasn't supposed to.
And got kicked
they
out.
Must have been they weren't that smart. Literally 1 billion times the intelligence of what we are right now. Literally.
If you ever read...
We're all retarded... incest-stricken people.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, have you ever read the Bible full on?
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, everybody lived to be about 300.
In and out. There's about, if you think about it, there's about 25% of it is, you know, decent history.
Yeah.
Like, in the weird ways of, you know, the Roman Empire and all that. There's a shitload of science fiction in there. You know, David and Goliath, the Noah's Ark.
Science fiction.
Well, it is. Well, it's not... David and Goliath, a human...
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. David and Goliath is not necessarily a fictional story. Exaggerated story? Yeah. Goliath was probably about 6'5". Literally, about 6'5". Yeah. Whoever he was a big dude, but he wasn't 9 feet tall.
Massively exaggerated.
Okay? He wasn't have one eye or whatever the fuck.
He wasn't friggin' 6 cubits or whatever the hell they said he was. But the whole point here is like, there are some people... they say, live to approximately 900 years
old. I have an explanation for that from that same guy that was talking to me at work. He said that a day was like almost like a quarter of what it is now or something.
Why?
Like that. I have no
idea. Well,
I'm sorry. No, the day was the same. Their calendar was different.
Yeah, when the Roman calendar came into
So a year in our time was...
like 4 months?
I don't know about 4.
A month?
But I don't know. Something like that.
Until the Romans decided to make up a calendar that worked. We work off the Roman calendar.
Based off
calendar.
Mathematics.
Yeah.
And seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, seasons are kind of actually overlapping now.
Okay, better term in science fiction would be mythos. Yeah, mythos type of fiction.
People say the Earth is doomed because it's hot in the winter, but they don't realize that it's just extra cold in the spring.
Yeah. It's just
they're just retarded.
It's overlapping.
Yeah. Everything's they have to you know, push everything over a little bit.
Well, what the hell was I reading? Like, the day is supposed to be like 23 point something hours.
Yeah, a year is 365.25 days. So then they have to they make up with it for the leap year. To put us back, you know, so that we don't, you know, constantly, eventually over a few hundred years, everything would be completely screwed up.
Yeah.
Christmas would be in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
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 Basically, that's why it's there.
But it's such a fraction off that we are still getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we make
even with that day.
Yeah.
Well, no, even with the
that's
day.
That's true, yeah.
It's still
It's just approximate.
But whatever.
Well, technically, in December, it was still like a fall type of thing. We'd in 70-degree weather. That's still fall.
Yeah,
like early fall, like it's still 70, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And then as it gets colder, it starts to get, you know, as it starts to get lower.
It was like almost 70 at one point in January.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this last week, it's been like freaking free.
Yeah, well, now we're really getting into what we used to have.
This is like December now.
Yeah.
Wait until April when it's still like, you know, 40 degrees. Outside.
When it's snowing in May.
Let's break this up.
Okay. Haven't had one of those in a while.
I might.
All right, what's
this
next one about?
Pepper's got another question. Were Neanderthals the monkey men evolutionists keep talking about?
And wait, question. This is a
website for Christian kids.
No, the characters that you're looking at.
Yeah, it's a giraffe and a moth.
Thank you. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
How long did it take for a giraffe's neck to get long enough to eat leaves on top of trees?
Evolution doesn't exist,
Why
Matthew.
Not?
They were born like that.
Oh.
They were created like that.
Oh.
The answer to that question is no. Neanderthals were humans with abnormal bone growth due to very advanced age and flood/cloud/related rickets. What?
Holy shit.
Holy
shit.
I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
I have to. Holy I'm going to break that down. Okay, no. Neanderthals. All right, so no. Neanderthals were humans with abnormal bone growth due to very advanced age and flood cloud related rickets.
This is almost like explaining why Klingons have ridges on their foreheads later on in Star Trek and they don't earlier on. This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Because as in Star Trek, it is made up.
This makes me wish that I could institute concentration camps again and send these people to them.
Wow.
There is no fate other than that befitting these people.
I'm sorry.
That just pushed it.
Pepper's got one last question for us.
Oh,
my friend Bombi, the Bombardier Beetle, can shoot boiling hot toxic chemicals out of his butt.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Steve.
The answer to that is...
because he's a devil.
God gave your friend that ability for defense against evil and the testament against the false doctrine of evolutionism.
Oh, my
what?
God.
I don't know what
this is. My
officially
so the fact that a beetle can
blast
shit out of its poison ass. Out of its ass is something proving that evolution doesn't exist.
So we all thought this was a joke website until I thought that was a joke website until that very question.
This is
there's too much effort put into this for it to be fake.
Yeah.
I can't see somebody who has as much contempt for what everything that they're talking about to actually no my god
what did you say
god
oh I'm sorry guys that is Hospia the kangaroo.
He knows history because his family lived it and none of ours did, just the Jews.
It's passed down through his DNA.
Hold on, does that actually say that the kangaroo?
Yes.
Oh my god.
How do you say that? Is it Hospia? Hospia?
Hopsia?
Hopsia,
yeah. Hopsia.
Oh, I was putting an S somewhere where it didn't belong.
Yeah, whatever.
Hopsia. Doesn't matter. Hopsia, whatever. Lives in the Middle East where his ancestors...
blow the shit out of each other.
And those of all the other animals and humans alive today exited Noah's Ark 4,000 years ago. But unlike the other kangaroos who hopped to Australia...
Wow, how'd they do that?
Hopsia's family... stay behind to witness the coming of the Messiah. And he says...
Shalom!
Shalom.
Shalom!
So that's Levy's riddle.
Levy's riddle.
Shalom.
Oh.
Can you click him?
Shalom!
That's all he does.
Oh.
That's his riddle? What is that? Is that...
So those are all the characters.
Wait, there's a dress up. Wait, go back.
So rickets, huh?
You know what's funny about Christianity and all these fucking
that
religions?
That it's lasted so long?
Ooh. Well, aside from that, is the emphasis they put on merchandise and selling.
Oh, I know.
Like, if you ever watch EWTN, like, why can't they just give this stuff away for free? They're preaching the word of God. Why don't we just give it away for free?
Well,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm dressing up Lamuel in his...
a crusader? He's a Teutonic knight. Yes!
Wait, no. John, hold on a second.
Wait, clear him out, man.
Oh, how do I clear it?
No, you don't. You just take him off of him again.
Oh, my God. He's the John 3:16 with the clown wig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Youth rock minister.
Holy shit.
This oh, you can give him a mustache.
When the youth rock
minister. Because youth rock ministers have mustaches. Oh, you can dress him up as an angel.
The guitar is like the instrument of the devil, I thought.
Yeah.
Now, This is great.
Why has he got a monkey suit?
Creation and science. Why is there a...
He's Ape Boy.
All right.
You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh my God.
I guess if you get them all in the right place, they say
That's
something.
More degrading to make... Like, did a child say that, or was that a human voice? Like, an adult, rather?
I hope it's a distorted voice. There was a creation with a dinosaur head on it and a bone over it.
Okay,
was that
you know
like
they have those little MySpace games where you do stuff and win a prize? They have in the bottom here.
Oh, they do.
Convert the beatnik atheist and get a free Bible.
Do it. Send it to me.
Oh. Hey, Daddy-O. I believe you.
I got him.
Satan.
You got him.
To USA.
All right,
Bibles.
Now how much do you have to pay to get this free Bible?
You will somewhere. You will have to pay. 99
cents.
99 cents.
You have to pay. It's a free Bible. You have to pay the free. That's bullshit. They get it free for tax.
Why?
What the fuck?
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is baby Jesus. And if you click him, he laughs. For a little bit. And then he gets mad.
All right, no, this is disturbing. Oh, my God.
Put his fucking head on a pike.
It's creepy as
this
hell.
This is so fucked up.
Really is.
Who
thinks of this shit?
Who created this?
Wait,
people that have like power influence over other people. It's scary.
Well, you were talking about merchandising.
Yes.
Well, here's all the products.
Oh, I saw
for...
sperm.
Yeah. Motility equals life.
Motility?
Motility? M-O-T.
Mobility?
No,
wait, what's up with the rainbow? What's it say there? I can't read it.
It says, remember Genesis 9:12-17.
Uh-oh.
His love is a rainbow. Remind people of the Lord's covenant with us. Genesis.
Covenant.
Yeah, it's a... It's a
I'm getting really tired.
Hmm.
I'm a zealot for Jesus t-shirt.
God.
A baseball shirt, basically kind of looking thing. It says Bible, God's team. Mm-hmm. Anti-lies bear.
Oh, my God.
How ironic.
I know.
I love this one. It has a picture of Jesus smiling. It says, LOL, love our Lord.
And it's a smiling, yeah, it's like a laughing Jesus.
They have, what is that thing on the right there?
We can get the baby Jesus' face on our...
And you can get the baby Jesus face with Why Hast Thou Forsaken Me on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what were you talking about? God bless France? What? If anyone's in need of God's blessing, it's France. This might be a joke.
It just ruined Steve, because Steve's pissed now.
I don't know.
I'm tired, hungry, and irritated.
I still think it's real.
No, I think
that's
it's real.
Weird.
What's,
right,
what's up
friendship?
With the T-Rex and
yeah, what's
Jesus
that with
or
the T-Rex?
Creation
petting.
Science. Dinosaur and man lived together.
No, they didn't. Some of them did.
Go
not
on,
the ones.
Go on. The Earth's only 10,000
Moses
years old,
versus what? Petrosaurus.
You okay? Are you okay?
Wait,
beat
what?
Him out of the sky with his mighty staff.
I want the mug. Go up. I want the
Did
the
you just say
mug.
Petrosaurus?
I don't know what I said.
Terra. I think
Terra. I think it's Terra. Petrosaurus.
Oh, wow.
The 19 different coffee mugs. I want one of them.
I'm really tired.
They're, yeah.
Me too.
I mean, is not having to pay taxes just too taxing on
them? Wow. We are going to end this?
Yeah, we. I think we went too long.
Yeah,
it's 1 o'clock.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We went an hour overtime.
Big
time.
Oh, we made up for the
we had to make up for that 40 minutes.
That's
kind of
what I was going
to
for.
This 40 minutes sucked ass.
No, this is interesting.
No, what are you talking about? We had.
Oh, and there's kids' artwork.
I don't want to look at the kids'
artwork.
Oh,
great.
Man, really.
Because that's worth contributing.
Oh,
because
this is terrible.
Was there Klans members? No.
Oh, church. C-H-I-R-C-H. Church.
Oh, God.
Sounds like me spelling.
Yeah.
Did the U fall off or something? What is that?
Why is there an I in there?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Oh, and this one's good. A biology test. That got an F. What did humans evolve from? Adam and Eve. Wrong. Why did dinosaurs go extinct? God didn't like them. Wrong. What are all living things composed of? Praise for God. Wrong.
Wrong.
Is there a definite answer for cancer? Yes, prayer. Wrong.
Wrong.
Well, holy shit.
Who is Charles Darwin? A satanistic atheist.
What?
Wrong.
Whoa.
What did he do? Worship Satan and drink coffee.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding.
And on the bottom it says, my teacher may not like me, but Jesus does, and that is what matters.
These kids are just getting brainwashed.
Yeah.
God. I hate the world even more.
Wait,
how is it possible?
Hold on. That last picture, why does it look like the damn sheep is about to beat the shit out of these beatniks?
There's this terrible I'm going to put the big quotes up. Children's drawings. I really think this might be...
like some guy doing it?
Yeah, because, I mean, these are just too...
like an MSN Paint or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look like that.
The rules! I don't know, guys.
I'm lost.
I'm, like, nauseous.
I'm so depressed now.
I really am. I just have more contempt for everything. Than
unfortunately,
everything
on there is actually true in terms of what they think about.
Yeah, because they're fucking psychopaths.
Unfortunately.
The atheist crats. That's what we're real for.
If Jesus atheist ever crats. Does come back and he sees this,
he's going to break shit.
He's going to be like, wow, fuck these guys.
My favorite bumper sticker of all time.
Oh, God.
Dear Lord, please save me from your followers.
Jesus is coming. Look busy.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
I didn't care for that one too much. Okay. All right, we're leaving. We went way, way over.
Sorry. Yeah, it was eventful radio.
I went on, like, autopilot. Like, I was talking. I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Whatever. We had fun.
We'll be back next
week.
Yeah,
Bam Bam Bigelow's dead.
Some of us will be back next week.
Oh, man. Everyone missed the whole Bam Bam thing, too.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Damn it.
We're over.
Bam Bam Cora. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, if you listen to it live, you'll watch it.